Welcome back, everybody, to the Trade Writers Podcast, the comic book club, a read up and trade paperback every single week. I'm Daniel, you're Nathan, we're brothers, we read comics.
Sometimes it's half a comic, like this week.
Yeah.
we pick and choose.
It could have been a comic.
It's still trade waiting if you don't read all of it.
It is a comic. This is just a bundle.
Yeah, two for one.
Yeah, but We just read one.
And I know Thanksgiving was a couple weeks ago, but I'm thankful to be here because I almost fucking died on the way here.
On the way here?
Yeah.
We got death stories?
Death story. I had to go get gas and I was like, man, I want some munchies. So I went in.
You were driving high?
No. No, I got popcorn.
Nice.
Just because that nothing else looked good. I didn't want candy or anything.
Smart Pop?
No. I don't remember the brand. It wasn't that though.
Mm.
But I was like eating it. You know, I'm getting a handful, half handfuls at a time. I'm like mid bite and like a piece of plastic on the freeway like flies in front of my car. I thought it was like a dog or something because I was mid thing and I like gasped and I inhaled some popcorn. I started fucking choking. It was crazy. So I figured it out. I locked in and now we're here.
Just a smaller handful.
I almost became dead man, dude.
Whoa.
That would have been, yeah, pretty meta.
Dude,
have you almost died on the freeway?
Well, no, but I probably should have for like the things I've tried to eat while driving.
Like a sloppy Joe.
I've eaten like a Los Favos burrito.
Oh my God.
With sauce.
With sauce.
I was like
driving with knees.
Holding my knee and just pouring, taking bites.
That can work if it's like very straight. But if you're like on a regular freeway.
Yeah, I was just like highway, you know.
That's a little sketchy.
I call it skill.
Okay.
Because like if you have shorts on, then your knee is basically a hand, you know.
That's true. You got a lot of grip there.
The skin grips. And then last episode was your birthday month, and I didn't get you a gift because I didn't plan it enough. But I got you a gift.
I forget. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, it's right there. I didn't even see it. Is it not on top of?
Yeah, this one's it. That's something else.
What's that for?
That's for our Traver's gift.
Oh, okay. I still need to get that. Are we doing that next week?
Preamble. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'll have it by next week.
So I bought this thinking it was a certain thing and it wasn't that certain thing.
Hell yeah.
So, but it's like, I think it's something that you could like, you know,
the gift that you got for me is something I could like.
If you don't want it, I can return it and get you something else. But there you go.
I'm sure I'll love it. I love when gifts are a train wreck.
I don't know about train wreck.
That was a good wrapping paper.
Thanks, man. Just got it.
Is this the one that we read?
No, that's the book Frankenstein.
Oh, I see. And there's some illustrations by Bernie Wrightson just randomly in there?
Exactly.
Mm.
So I thought it was, he did like a whole book, but apparently he just did a version of the book with some illustrations in there.
Is this where this might be? Oh, dude, that's the one.
Yeah.
Okay. Not enough Bernie Wrightson in here for me. So yeah, probably something else.
Okay.
I'll just be honest with you.
All right, cool. Yeah. I was like,
but thanks for the thought.
I was like, what?
You're like, there's a whole other Bernie Wrightson Frankenstein, even though he died making the one that
we read. That was out of print. And so I was like, what the fuck? And then it came into print. I'm like, oh, nice. And it said Bernie Wrightson on it.
And you're like, cool.
And I'm like, yeah. Why would it be anything else other than a comic?
You know, that is interesting that his name is up there, like, so prominent. You know what
I mean?
Because books have, like, little illustrations and stuff, I guess, but I don't think
like,
I guess I don't read enough books to know.
Obviously, the OG Frankenstein doesn't have that,
right?
Like, illustration, so.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It would be a pretty long book to fully adapt, you know?
But yeah.
Anyway, I tried. I'll get you something better.
It was a good try.
Thank you for being honest. What else we got? Nathan, we got time codes in our description.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We got the book, which is DC Universe Presents Dead Man. Yeah, we got Back Matter Matters in the poll list, but we start with the news. Did you have any news?
Did any damn thing happen?
I don't think anything happened.
Yeah, people just like spend time with their family, I guess.
I know, that's lame.
So you don't have any news?
I have some stuff to talk about.
Okay. Oh, wait, there's like a Spider-Man Noir poster, I guess.
Oh, for Nick the Cage. Show?
Yeah, I didn't see it, but I heard that was a thing.
Is there a release date?
Let me see.
Yeah, it just says 2026 still, so.
Mm, okay.
On IMDb at least, but I was asking TikTokers about like what Wonder Man book to read for a Wonder Man episode next year.
Okay.
And some random person commented saying like, I don't know, but I know there's a new Wonder Man comic that's coming out next year. It's going to be written by Jerry Duggan.
Okay.
And art by Mark Buckingham.
Cool.
Which sounds pretty cool.
Yeah.
No date yet, but I guess it was announced at some point.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, that's something.
That is something.
Very specific news source.
Yeah, it is. That's word of mouth.
Yeah.
Wait, I don't really have any other news beyond. I was looking a little bit, but okay. Not much happened, which is fine. Sometimes slow news week.
There was a fucking cool... It's not like news, but it was a cool thing. Oh, dude, this Hellboy Universe reading order thing is awesome. It's something that Comics Beat like put together.
It's like all the random stories?
Yeah.
Like put in order?
And it's like a visual...
Oh, cool.
...like thing. So it's got the volumes, but then it shows how the omnibuses are like structured, I guess. So like this omnibus shows it's got these two volumes in it. And then like these different like side story ones.
Mm.
And then it would even have like...
My God, there's so much Hellboy.
Like these are in continuity, but these are not in continuity, apparently. Did you know that there's not in continuity Hellboy stories?
I mean, it makes sense because they do a whole bunch of like miniseries with Hellboy.
Yeah, I guess. But anyway, I thought it was really cool.
That's awesome. What a good visual.
Yeah, no. Hundreds of collected...
Where's Giant Robot Hellboy?
Oh, dude, I don't know. I didn't see it. Probably near the end, right?
Did you ever read that? Giant Robot Hellboy?
Did I buy it?
I think you bought it, but you never read it. I think it's great.
That doesn't sound like me. It does sound like me, but I don't know. Yeah, no, dude, I never bought it.
Oh.
It must have been like, I don't know, they didn't have enough. Or something like that.
Yeah, probably.
But anyway, Nathan, what book do we read this week?
We read Dead Man. DC Universe Presents Dead Man. But technically, it's just DC Universe presents number one. But this is just the Dead Man part of it.
Yeah, each volume had like different heroes that they're presenting or whatever.
Yeah. Which kind of makes sense, I guess.
Yeah, it's because like if it's like there's, you know, Challenges of the Unknown, but there's only like three issues. So they just tack it on the end of Dead Man, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So
this story was by writer Paul Jenkins, artist Bernard Chang. Blonde is the colorist, and Dave Sharp on letters. And so we did Dead Man because of the Knives Out movie. Is that why?
Yeah, wake up, Dead Man.
Did you see that Muppets thing?
Yeah, where they had like a Benoit Blanc as a Muppet.
Yeah, I'm like, you're so
not,
close.
That's not what we wanted.
You were so fucking close.
Dude, there's Benoit Blanc in the Muppets.
Yeah, we want the dude. We got him.
Next thing you know, they're going to put John Wick as a Muppet.
There was a clip of him watching it, and he was like, I would have loved to have been a part of this. It's like, dude, you're Daniel so close. Craig? Yeah, Daniel Craig.
Oh, fuck.
He was watching it, and he was like, this is cool. This is funny. I would have loved to have been a part of it.
How are people so dumb? Someone had to design that.
Someone had to design that puppet.
They just had to make a phone call.
Someone had to pitch this in a meeting, which means they heard the meme.
That means someone else voiced him.
Yeah.
Whack.
It was whack.
Whack.
So it's cool, but it also fucking pisses me off.
Yeah.
Anyway, what are we talking about?
God damn it, so mad.
Dead Man. Okay, so
we got some dope Ryan Sook covers.
Yeah, he is the man. Some early Ryan Sook stuff, I feel like.
Yeah, I feel like it's not... I didn't recognize it as Ryan Sook, but it is
the second good cover. I was like, this feels like Ryan Sook, but everything else, yeah, felt a little bit earlier for him.
Yeah.
So he's great.
What do you think about this?
I think it's better as a support character. I didn't like this very much.
Perhaps we might have missed the mark on the book we chose, or
yeah.
I chose.
Yeah. Because I feel like there's that Kelly Jones run, which we did look at and we debated, but I was like, we'll just go with, you know, this newer modern stuff.
We need a Dead Man expert, really?
I think so.
And I don't think they would say this.
Because I feel like there's some good stuff, but this one's kind of more, he's like trying to solve a puzzle, basically.
Yeah, it's like kind of a...
It's like a problem that I don't really know what the problem is until like the very end, it felt like.
Maybe the Dead Man Batman book that is like solving a crime or something.
That would be cool.
You know, which seems like...
But then again, he's a supporting character in that too. I mean, he's one of the main characters, but he's...
He's a co-headliner.
He's got somebody else to riff off with, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's potential, like, I think, as a character to, you know, have a good story.
His vibe is great.
But, like, this seems like, you know, like a story you'd expect from Dead Man, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, it's not like...
It's true. I think what put me off, I'm not put off by the character, but there's things in this book where he talks about how he had fun, like, a little bit ago, but he's not doing that now.
Yeah.
Because when it's like when he first becomes Dead Man, and then there's like a time jump, and he was like, oh, when I first got this power, I was like this guy that was like this super crazy gambler and a bunch of debt. Or I was like a doctor doing heart surgery for a little bit. And I'm like, that sounds fun.
Oh,
why
yeah.
don't we see that more? Because you just see like little panels of like him being just random people for a little bit just to experience it.
Yeah.
And I know that Deadman's not like a fun character. He's just going to try and do an open heart surgery for fun. But I'm like, that's just a funny idea. And you put it in this book. So I wish I would just saw that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. He's like kind of connected to some people. And he's like, he can like, you know,
possess
their bodies or whatever and help them out, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of become his purpose. But it's just kind of the one guy, the main guy, the whole story, when it could have been like one-shot issues of different people, you know?
That might have been interesting too. Who do you think would be a good live-action Dead Man? Because he's kind of like an older guy, it looks like.
Yeah.
He got some wrinkles. Maybe he's just bald, but... I mean, he is just bald, but...
I guess not. I don't know if I would account for the age necessarily. I'm not good at fan casting because when I just see like a bald person, I just think Mark Strong, you know?
Dude, he'd be a great Dead Man.
You think so?
I think he's got that.
I don't know if his voice would work. I feel like in Justice League Unlimited, his like voice is like higher. Or not higher, but it's just like,
oh,
it's not like super deep, you know?
Okay, I can't even think of the Dead Man from Justice League Unlimited.
It almost seems like someone who could have voiced like Nightwing or something, you know?
Oh, weird.
So.
That's fun.
And I guess like...
There's a panel where I feel like he kind of looks like Robert De Niro a little bit. And so I just had that idea in my head, which is why I asked the question. He's just like...
I mean, Jacob Elordi was bald in Frankenstein. And so I'm like, oh, that could work.
He's a Dead Man.
Yeah.
That's funny.
So... Wait. I don't know. I don't think Dead Men will really ever go into the movies.
Dude, I think they're...
But I think James Gunn is also pretentious enough to pull some characters that might not even have any good comics.
But that...
To throw into the mix.
But he's in this like middle area where people know Dead Man.
Do like, they? Or somewhat. Do we know Dead Man?
Dude, we know Dead Man.
And we don't even really know Dead Man.
We don't. I don't. I don't know anything about this character still, it feels like.
We just like when he's there. You know?
I like it when he pops up, but he's like, I got to possess a guy over there. You want me to do that?
You know,
and I'm like, cool.
I might just dedicate myself to reading all of Dead Man. Dude, and just so I know.
It's very possible to get all of Dead Man.
It's like six other books. Like,
we should do that. We should choose like a character for each
Dead
other.
Dead Man Month.
All of Dead Man's history wiped out.
Sorry, episode 300.
Yeah,
we got work to do.
We're pivoting.
But it's like, I feel like there's only certain characters we could do that with, you know?
I've been thinking about doing it for like Howard the Duck.
Okay, there's that, yeah.
Because there's old comics, I'm sure, fucking wild, because he's like dating women in it, and he's a duck.
He dates women in all of them.
Dude, probably. I don't know.
You have to watch the movie, too.
I'm down to do that.
It's a good movie.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
It almost bankrupted Lucasfilm.
That's because people didn't know the sauce.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I'm not ready for it yet.
Who else could you do that with?
You could do it with like Captain Atom. I feel
like Captain Britain.
Captain Britain. Does he have anything solo?
Alan Moore did a Captain Britain run.
There's a couple of X-Men you could probably throw in there, like a Psylocke.
Magic, maybe?
Magic, I think only has... She probably has a couple. Or like Cyclops. There's that John Layman one that I think he did.
Yeah. But like when it's difficult with like Dead Man because he's in like Justice League Dark and I think other teams, True. You know? So it's like, do you just.
Yeah. Team people, excluding team people, there's not a whole lot of characters like Dead Man where they have stuff, just not a lot. Cause. And he's cool.
Yeah.
I just don't know why.
I feel like there's another character that's like we got put on the same level as Deadman. Where like we like seeing him, but like we haven't really read anything
the
about
the Question.
The Question, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, there's like a long like Dennis O'Neill run on The Question, but there's not a lot of recent stuff.
No. There's that Arcadia book that just came out.
Yeah.
I read that.
And then there was like one of those prestige format ones that Jeff Lemire did. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think Bill Sienkiewicz is on that.
I think he did covers. Did he do the art?
I could be wrong.
If he
is, I just said that. I'm just
because I have it all.
I do too. I've read one of them and I liked it. And I read it and I liked it and then I stopped.
Like you didn't expect to like it.
Yeah. But I kept buying them. No, I could probably think of who it was. It wasn't Hester, was it? That would have been cool. Bill Hester.
I feel like I'd be more inclined to read it.
It was?
Question. I bet it's...
No, Bill Sienkiewicz is in there.
Yeah, dude, there's like 40 issues of the Dennis O'Neill one.
Yeah, it's probably good.
Oh,
though.
Yeah, there was that new one that came out last year with Renee Montoya as The Question.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
No, we'd exclude her, obviously.
The death of... Yeah. Dennis Cohen.
Dennis Cohen. Okay.
Bill Sienkiewicz inked, though.
Oh, okay. See?
That seems important.
Yeah, he's great at that.
He could save it.
He saves the art. Yeah, there's probably a couple Avenger, like people that will show up in like in Avengers.
Wonder Man's been fucking hard to find some shit for.
Yeah, who cares?
There is like, there's a show coming out and then we gotta care.
Yeah.
There is like one run in like 2004 and then like runs in like the 80s. That looked weird. And then he's in like West Coast Avengers and like all these Avengers teams, you know, but like. I think he was even in like Avengers like number 6, like when that was first coming out. Like he's like been around.
Got it.
But he's just like not fucking had solo series.
Yeah. I think Moon Knight could be one of the, I mean, he's had a lot of stuff too, I guess.
Nah, it's like.
Has Hawkeye had that much?
I think he's had enough.
Like Clint Barton Hawkeye just on his own doing his thing. There might be even more Kate Bishop Hawkeye than solo run.
Nah, I think Kate Bishop's more like.
Okay. A newer thing.
Yeah. Bunker.
Bunker. There's no Bunker.
No Bunker books.
I could own all of Bunker's appearances for probably less than $100.
Easily. They would pay you to take it.
They're like, please, we have so much inventory. I do like Bunker though.
But anyway. Do you wanna
get into it? Yeah. So we get a quick issue one. We get a quick intro to Boston Brand. Good name. I love an alliteration.
Double B's.
Boston Brand, who is a trapeze artist known as Deadman, that got shot by an assassin mid-performance, causing him to fall. Why is that never touched on? An assassin killed you while you were trapezing around?
Yeah, why didn't you find out who the fuck had a...
Yeah, like, that's your fucking purpose, Deadman. Jesus Christ. But instead of dying, he became like a spirit of sorts, and he's tasked by a goddess named Rama to reach enlightenment by... possessing other living people that need guidance, I guess. So before he helps a war vet named Johnny, who lost his legs, Deadman tries to meet with a psychic that he knows and talks to her by possessing other bodies and being like, hey, it's me. And then she runs away and then he possesses another guy and he's like, hey, it's me still. This is real.
Mm-hmm.
And so he finds out the name of a mystic club called the Moonstone Club from the psychic. And then he goes to possess Johnny's body to threaten shooting himself so that he could talk to Rama, the god, again.
Yeah, because Rama's like not answering his call, but she'll call on him, you know?
What? I like the idea of gods having like phones.
Well, it's not like
calling on them and just like, it's not picking up.
It's more like praying in a way, yeah. You know, screaming at the heavens or whatever.
True. I do enjoy the sequence of Deadman jumping from body to body.
Yeah, that was neat.
And like trying to talk to the psychic woman who for some reason doesn't believe that it's a person possessing all those people in short sequence of time.
Yeah, it's like you're the psychic. Like you should be most inclined.
You'd be like, oh my God, are you serious?
Didn't even have to try. I like how they let us know that Mike is a veteran because he's dressed up in like combat gear almost. He's got like his helmet and like his jacket.
Yeah,
and
he's
shit.
Like in therapy and he's got his full helmet on.
Yeah, he never wears it again.
No,
but
because now we know he's a veteran.
Yeah. Without telling us.
That's so, I didn't even notice that.
I was like,
that's, I'm like, why are you in therapy?
Well,
I thought it was like his girlfriend.
They said that he was like, you know, had
some brain problems,
brain injuries and whatnot. Yeah. So I'm like, maybe he just feels comfy in that or something.
Yeah, could be. I do love seeing dead men like float around.
I think that's like half the reason why you read Dead Man.
Like, look at that pose of him floating. The best. I'm like, that's such a good floating pose. If I was floating, I feel like I'd look like such a dumbass. You know what I mean? Jesus Christ. But he nails it. And then he like flies off. It's raining. I'm like, this is cool.
He's so swift.
And we don't ever see Dead Man start to figure out how his powers work. He's just Dead Man. And then there's like a time jump, it seems. But I would have liked to have seen like him possess somebody for the first time and been like, oh my God, this is what a new body feels like.
Yeah.
But it seems like...
Oh, he possesses a woman. He's like, I have boobs.
Yeah, you know? Like, let me squeeze them. I just wish there was more of a focus on that so we can get a feel for how that works with him. But maybe people are supposed to have known how this shit works already.
He's just a ghost.
I know, but...
You know...
But that would be weird. Wouldn't you do a test run on somebody? You know what I mean?
Eventually. I mean...
Or just... Because he's... They say that he's possessed, like, random interesting people in this. Like, there's a brilliant scientist, you know, trying to figure out a mathematical solution for the universe. He's like a stuntman at one point, and I think he almost kills him.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, that's cool. I want to see more of that. But I guess it just doesn't fit the vibe of the book.
Yeah.
And it seems like people don't remember anything from the time that they're possessed.
Yeah. Well, I feel like they should, because he like hits on a woman like as a dude, mm-hmm. you know, and then I guess that he just kind of goes with it, you know? So I feel like maybe...
But if you just teleported to a bar and you're talking to a woman, I'd freak out.
I feel like it would probably be more of like a divine intervention kind of feeling, where it's just like something comes to you, but you can't really explain it.
Or maybe you know the context of the situation that you're in, but you don't think about how you got there or why you got there. Could be.
True.
But none of that's ever explained, so whatever.
Rama's a baddie.
Rama's a big baddie.
Yeah. I'm like, just do what she says. Yeah, she's just like a big Na'vi woman.
Yeah, pretty much.
Looking.
She does look Na'vi, actually. Excited for that new movie. I'm actually not, dude. I don't really like those that much.
I mean, you've seen all of them.
There's two of them.
You've seen all of them.
I have, and I'm going to see the third one because Sophie loves it. She was rewatching the movies, and I was falling asleep to them.
How did she have 6 hours to burn?
Dude, it's so much time. And there's a fucking kid with like a little loincloth on in the second one. Have you seen the second one?
No.
Oh, there's a dude named Spider. He's a white kid with dreads. And nice. He's dressed in Na'vi stuff, which I don't realize that is just like a little loincloth thing.
Yeah.
And so I'm just watching this kid with his ass out pretty much run around and jump on trees and stuff. And I'm like, why is that kid almost naked? And then that's when I realized like everybody's almost naked because they're Na'vi and they're like tribal clothes or whatever. I don't know. The second one's weird. He like falls in love. There's a kid that falls in love with a whale.
Mm.
They're kind of cool movies.
What was her name?
Couldn't tell you. Your mother. We have the same mother. Just kidding.
What if the third one flops?
I would love that.
And then like the other three just can't be made.
I've already seen a meme that has made me laugh. And I don't know how someone came up with the meme. Because I haven't seen the movie, presumably. But it's just like the military guy. Maybe this is a spoiler, so I don't know. But it's just like the you know, the old military guy that looks like he would have been a great Cable.
Yeah.
It was just that. It was him next to a Na'vi woman who's like much taller. And the caption was just like, meet with my bad bitch Na'vi girlfriend. And it was just those two together and made me laugh for some reason. And I'm like, does he date a Na'vi? I thought he became a Na'vi. So I don't understand.
I thought he died.
He does die and then he becomes a Na'vi. But I guess he gets his body back, maybe, according to the meme. But maybe that's all fake.
Yeah. That dude's name is like something Lee or something.
Yeah, he's cool.
Because he would have been the best Cable, you know?
Yeah, he still looks the part.
Yeah, even like 10 years later or whatever.
Dude, I was like half watching the movie and like the military guys all say hoorah. It makes me laugh every time because it feels so forced.
Yeah.
Because there's like videos of them like recording, like doing like a little video journal thing, and just some random guy in the back would be like, hoorah. And he hits it with so much stank. And it just makes me laugh.
Yeah. Anyway.
I hope the third one's not good.
Is Dead Man like a guardian angel of sorts?
I think he's supposed to be. I think he's tasked with, because he's connected to just a random bunch of people and they need some sort of guidance. And I think Rama was saying like, show them a better path because you were a shitty person in your regular life. I think that's the idea. But why would you equip a shitty person with this incredible power to try and make other people's shitty lives better?
Yeah, if you think about it too much, like, it really doesn't,
it doesn't make any sense.
Ton of sense.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
So, Dead Man asks Rama.
Great cover.
Good cover. This is my favorite one. This is when I was like, that's a Ryan Sook cover.
Yeah.
But yeah, very good. But Dead Man asks Rama what the purpose of his powers are, and Rama says, to do good and find balance, and he still doesn't understand. So Dead Man goes to the Moonstone Club, where I guess there's a bunch of creatures, zombie, like vampires, stuff like that. Like, I don't know. What's the word for those? Cryptozoic?
What are you talking about?
He goes to the Moonstone Club, and there's like spooky creatures there.
Universal monsters.
No, there's like a word. Isn't there a word for just like that genre of just, isn't it cryptozoic?
I don't know. Maybe.
I'm gonna look it up.
Did they say that?
No, I just know that that's a word that's used to define like a Frankenstein or a zombie or a Dracula. But no, it's not cryptozoic. I don't know what word I'm thinking of. Cryptic, maybe? But anyway, cryptic creatures or whatever. And they clock him immediately as an intruder possessing somebody because they're used to that kind of thing, I guess. And he manages to make his way into the club and he meets the librarian who has a book on the lives of every person. So Dead Man goes in there to see how his life ends because he wants to like read his own book. And I like that Dead Man had like a quick five ready to go because he goes into the Moonstone Club and he like immediately starts telling stand-up jokes. And one of them like he's clearly thought about because he says, what is it? I mean, it's just a pun, but he had it ready to go. He said, so this guy runs into a bar and it's full of vampires. So he orders a Blood Light. And that's it. That's like the only joke that's told. But I'm like, you had that ready. That is a good one.
So this is a club that had like some sort of magic to keep spirits out or whatever, like Dead Man.
Yeah.
And he like possesses a random dude's body.
Yeah.
And then like security's about to stop him. Then he takes over a security guard's body. And then he's like, gotta act like everything's normal. He's like, oh, I'm gonna go talk to the librarian and tell her what happened. Then this other security guard's like, I'm the only guy who talks to the librarian. What are you doing?
Yeah.
He's
like, well, the manager said.
And he's like, well, you obviously saw everything that happened. He's like, no, I didn't, because I'm blind.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, this guy can't win.
Like, yeah, I'm like, oh, fuck. And then he punches the blind guy in the face.
He broke his...
Also, if you're blind, why are you a bouncer?
Yeah.
What is that about?
It was just like impossible situation where he couldn't talk his way out of.
Yeah, it was a funny sequence of events to be like, well, I'm blind, so obviously you're being possessed.
Yeah.
That was pretty funny. Funny situation. Would you read the book on your life?
Yeah, dude. I'd like skip to the end, then like jump around a little, and then like I'd look at like two different
spots. So you'd want to know how you died?
Yeah, probably.
Would you try to prevent it? It's probably just old age or something, so you can't really prevent that, I guess.
Is that even a way people die?
I mean, you just anymore? Like you become 80 and your liver falls out or something. So
you shit out your liver or something.
So you can't really prevent shitting out your liver, but if it was like you died in a crazy...
If it's like easily preventable, then potentially, like okay. If it's like...
You go to Hawaii and one of the volcanoes explodes, you know?
Yeah, just don't go to Hawaii or go earlier.
Okay.
You know?
A little bit earlier.
If it's like my lung collapsed or something from smoking too much weed, be like,
I would look and see how thick...
What a way to go.
Yeah, that's fair. I would look and see how thick the book is. And if it's like, if it's thin, I'd be like, well, I got to know what happens. But if it's like a standard size book, I'd be like, okay, there's enough going on in my life that I'm cool with that.
What if you were like assassinated, but that's like how your book ends? Like there's just a
lot of drama leading up to the assassination. So there's a lot of pages.
Like it's like a small book. You read it. You're killed at the end. But like, because your life ended, the book ends. And so everything else after that, so you don't know
who assassinated you and why.
You have to find out who's going to assassinate you, you know?
Yeah, that's what
like
I said.
Like if you're in the present day.
Dude, that's a good movie. I don't know how you'd get that's to this point in the movie to be like, out. Well, if you know you're going to get assassinated, you gotta look around. If I'm assassinated, I probably didn't know about it. Well, I think that's kind of the point most of the time is that you don't know that you're about to get assassinated.
Like maybe you know your enemies kind of thing, but like.
Yeah, but I would If I knew somehow that I was going to get assassinated, I'd want to stop it. Good movie. I don't know how you'd get to the point where you have a, have a book on your life in front of you, but and then you go to stop an assassination.
Yeah, I don't know.
Anyway. Issue 3. So when Dead Man doesn't find answers in the librarian tells Dead Man to meet the Son of Mourning so he can get some kind of upper hand on Rama with what he knows, I guess. Dead Man later goes to stop a drug trade with a terrorist group called the League of Anarchy, which is a lame name, in my opinion. Is he trying to do like a Sons of Anarchy type thing?
Nah, I don't know.
I don't know. But so he possesses a guy in that terrorist group going to do a drug deal, and he says, it's a setup, start shooting them, and then he just runs away. Then Dead Man goes to a carnival, and he finds the Son of Mourning there that he's going to talk to. So this is supposed to be like Lucifer's brother? I guess. Is that canon?
I don't know. I've never heard of Lucifer the Son of Mourning.
I assume it's Morning Star.
That's what I thought.
And I think they're just trying to do like a roundabout way of
saying
that.
And then he said
that
he was like the first angel to fall. I'm like, yeah, that was Lucifer, I thought, or something. But I don't know.
Maybe this is just Lucifer. Or maybe twins. Yeah, I don't really know.
Yeah, for some reason when she was leaving that library, the librarian was like disintegrating for some reason. Like,
yeah,
her
what
face
was
falling off.
I thought he was doing something to her.
I was like, does she get killed because he took a book or something?
Late fees.
Yeah. And so, you know, like Dead Man's kind of like this guardian angel a bit or whatever, and he's trying to like save people or whatever. Not like save them, but help them.
Mm-hmm.
And he has this, he goes to this like drug deal or something where like, or a gun deal.
Yeah.
And he like fucks with it. And but he could have killed like a lot of people in that, like a gun deal going wrong. Like
I think
that.
A lot of people died in that.
Potentially. I don't remember seeing any bodies, but like,
I mean, there was a guy that got hit by a fucking car and he's upside down in this panel.
He can survive that. It's just like, it doesn't seem like the thing he should be doing is like,
yeah, this was kind of weird. And
yeah,
then
they're not good people or whatever.
And then he doesn't do anything with the guns. He like stores them. It comes back later because he gives them to the guy with no legs.
Yeah.
Johnny. But it felt very random in here to be like, oh, there's this terrorist group and I'm going to stop a gun deal. So
yeah. What was the purpose of this again?
Of what? The gun?
Him stopping the drug deal.
He just heard about it on the news and he was like, I could do something about that.
The letter's name is Dave Sharp.
I think so.
And there's like a sign. Sharp Self-Storage.
Nice.
I was like, nice.
I don't think he lettered that in himself.
I think he did. It was lettered with letters.
they typically are.
So he drew the letters. Someone drew that.
And I guess that's possible.
Do you think artists like draw in like the letters on every sign that's in a book?
Do they just make a blank sign and they tell the letters to do it? Because I'd be pissed if I was letter.
I think so.
Because there's a
don't be like annoying with it, but.
There's a shot in the Civil War book that we're going to read for our 300th episode. Check it out. There's like a citywide, there's like a shot of like an entire street. And there's a bunch of signs because it's like in New York. And I can't imagine that whoever that artist is just drew a bunch of like rectangles and was like telling the letter to do all of it. You know what I mean?
Maybe.
I don't know. Yeah, maybe he did letter himself in. That's interesting.
And then it's funny that he finds the Son of Mourning, like at the carnival or whatever, at the Devil Ride.
Yeah.
You know, I'm
a little
like,
on the nose.
Come on.
Why is he wearing a bowler hat?
Just to look
devious,
evil.
Fingerless gloves, bowler hat, green vest.
Yeah. Like it's like the 1920s or something.
Yeah. Crazy fit.
Yeah.
And he's got one glass eye or something.
Yeah. Why was your human body deformed like that?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how we got here. But issue 4, this is a funny cover, I feel like.
It's a great cover.
I think it's a little silly looking.
With like all the chins.
there's a lot of chins going on here. But issue 4, Dead Man and this Morning Sun dude go on a cosmic roller coaster ride. And Dead Man is given 20 questions to find Rama's motivation. I guess he like knows, but he won't tell him. So he gives him 20 questions. And he basically finds out that since Rama is a god, she has all the answers, but she's lacking in questions now. It's a very abstract sort of problem, I guess. But Dead Man has the question that will give him leverage in negotiating a release from like the other people he's connected to spiritually. And then Rama shows up at the end of this issue. But
yeah, so she needs a question for existence.
Correct. Because she's a god and she doesn't have questions because she's a god and has all the answers, but she wants a question to ponder.
This seems like a really difficult issue to write.
Yeah, because he's... Because
you gotta
ask a lot of questions, and then you gotta know, you gotta fill out the answers for a guy that is pretty cosmic or whatever.
Yeah, like it's like,
and then
meaning
like,
of life shit, you know? And he's just writing an answer that like a demon would say or whatever.
A lot of pondering and philosophy kind of goes into this, which I do appreciate.
Which is pretty good. Extent.
It can be good. There's a part that's said in this where he was talking about how Dead Man was in when he was in college. Was in a philosophy class. And he said, I remember there was this cute chick two rows in front of me. The only profound thought I came away with from that time involved her, a bikini, and a jar of vegetable oil. Is bro jerking off with vegetable oil?
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck?
Or is he putting the vegetable oil on her or something?
Why would you do that?
Tanning.
You're going to cook her? You know, cook her? You don't want her to stick to the pan?
Yeah, that's weird.
It threw me for a fucking loop when I read that. So either he's jerking off the vegetable oil or he's planning on cooking her. I don't understand.
I don't know either.
But I do like this cosmic roller coaster sort of idea. But there's a part of it that's kind of a chore to read where there's just instances of the other people that he's possessed. And you just kind of see their problems, I guess. There's kind of a lot going on.
There are existential questions that they ask themselves.
Correct.
But they're all different, and that's why he was like assigned to them.
Yeah, but we got too many examples of it.
There's like 26 or something.
Yeah, it feels tangential to what he's trying to like prove as a point. So
right.
Also, apparently the way that Rama looks is just an illusion to seduce Dead Man into doing the things that she wants him to do. Because he like points at a girl just at the carnival, and he's like, that's the kind of girl that you like, so that's what Rama was doing. And he like names her dimension, like her like pant sizes and shit.
Yeah,
I'm like, that's a little bit weird that you can just you can just name that. But also Rama's just like a skinny woman, so like no class, no curve. My Rama would have looked different is what I'm saying.
I like me a thick Rama.
A bit more ass on my Rama. So issue 5, Deadman uses his leverage to talk to Rama and says that he wants to untie his fate to the people that he possesses. That demand is granted, and Deadman tells Rama the question is, why me? Which is a question of victimization that no god has ever really had to answer. And so Rama's like, okay, I'll think about that, and then sends him back to Earth. Then Deadman possesses the war vet Johnny and gives him guns and explosives stolen from the League of Anarchy so that Johnny can just kill those terrorists on his own, which gives him purpose and people see him as a hero. All while Dead Man is like, I did my good deed, I guess. And then he roams free. But you just manipulated a man to kill a bunch of people that weren't really connected to him in any way.
But he's doing a good thing.
He did a good thing, I guess.
Because he had like survivor's guilt from like his company that were like all killed or whatever.
So he's like, man, that IED explosion ruined my life. Let me get a bazooka.
He's like, why did I survive? And then like, this is like his reason for surviving. He's so he can blow people up.
But what I'm confused about is that he was possessed this whole time while he was doing it by Dead Man. And so I guess after all the action's done, he dips out.
Yeah.
So it's not really even like Johnny did any of this. He just vaguely remembers doing it because he was possessed, but I don't know.
It is a pretty wild panel where he's like kind of jumping through the air,
yeah,
like with his not legs,
yeah. And then I'm like, did he close the leg pants himself?
Like, are they sewn that way?
Yeah. At one point, Johnny, it was a couple of issues ago, but he gets drunk and he's like, because I don't have as much body on me, I get drunk faster. And I'm like, I've never thought about that.
I think that, yeah, it's valid.
Yeah, it is. You just have less mass or whatever, so you just get drunk faster.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, there's a bright side to everything, I guess.
There's like very like cheesy like wrap up pages to this.
It's so cheesy.
Where like the son of morning, like, sees the news in the paper. And it's like,
gives himself a smirk.
He's like, I know Dead Man did that. Because that's the guy I saw at the carnival the other day.
And then he's at...
when he's supposed to be operating this roller coaster.
Yeah.
Which, I'd be a little pissed if my roller coaster operator was just reading a newspaper.
Reading the paper? Yeah, you gotta tell me, like, keep my hands in.
Yeah. Make sure everything's in shape. Not just press the button.
Yeah.
And then, like, the last page, like...
he salutes.
Dude Man's getting a medal, and then Dead Man just salutes him.
The salute is so funny. He's like, did good, even though it was all me.
Yeah. You're welcome.
How did he even get up into the rafters or whatever of this warehouse where he shoots the bazooka? Because I doubt that's wheelchair accessible.
That's a good point.
Maybe it is. Maybe it's a pretty progressive warehouse.
And then it's like, we got to wait till the last, one of the last panels to see Dead Man just walk through a wall. The ghost character.
Yeah.
You know?
Walk through more walls. You could have done that to get to the library.
At least one wall per issue. You know?
You got to walk through a wall per issue. I gotta be reminded that he's actually a ghost.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was it. Back matter matters, Daniel.
Yeah.
Back matter matters.
Get to the end here. I mean, it's basically just Dead Man character designs by Bernard Chang and then some cover processes by Ryan Sook. Love to see that dude's colors or pencils. I mean, that's really all of us. Because half of the back matter is the other part of the book that we didn't read, which is Challengers of the Unknown.
Yeah.
But what's interesting is that Ryan Sook did a couple of the designs for the book, like Rama.
Uh-huh.
Or no, Bernard Chang did that. But Ryan Sook did the design for the librarian. Interesting.
I like how her wings are drawn. I don't know if it shows that in this character design, but no. Like in those issues, they just look kind of cool.
Yeah. Okay, interesting.
Anyway, what do you rate this in?
I rate it... he was at a carnival.
Mm-hmm.
Give me like a little bit of funnel cake, I guess.
I also said a small funnel cake.
Yeah, a small funnel cake. Where I was like, okay, that was...
like, it's not quite as good as it looks, you know?
Yeah.
Or smells.
And it's like a little bit dry.
Yeah, like you don't have the right toppings on it necessarily.
Mm, you didn't get the strawberry syrup or whatever.
Not enough syrup or whatever. And then it's like kind of a pain in the dick to like get bites out of.
Yeah.
Because you can't like just cut it with the plastic fork.
And then the powdered sugar gets on your face and makes your face all white like Dead Man.
Or like you have to sneeze and you like... you blow away all the powdered sugar with your sneeze.
Yeah. Have you seen that game where people try to like transfer cinnamon dust? Like they hold a spoon in their mouth and there's cinnamon on the spoon and they try to like transfer it to another spoon in someone's mouth?
No.
Okay. It's kind of funny just because they realize that what they're doing is ridiculous and they laugh. And
yeah.
And then like the exhalation from their nose just got a like yeah. on the person's face. So I find it quite funny. It's a bit of a boomer TikTok, though. Probably. It is just funny, though.
I did that, like, the first time I tried dry scooping, you know?
Oh, like, my God.
You, like, do it, and it's just, like, a mountain of powder in your throat.
Yeah, there's nothing you could do.
And then, like, you immediately start coughing, so you're like, you know?
I don't think I've ever done that.
Down is, like, not, like, a smart thing to do. I just, like...
yeah, you could die.
I, like, didn't have enough water or something, or I didn't have the right thing to shake it. You store
some saliva in your mouth, and you're like, okay. I think I'm ready.
Like I had it was like in a water bottle, you know, and so I couldn't like get the powder into the water bottle.
Mm. You don't have a funnel?
I think I was just spread thin at the time.
Of funnels? I don't think I have one either.
I have one for like my engine for oil.
That'll work. Let's do that.
Give it a rinse.
Yeah.
Anyway. Oh, what do you think the Conky?
It's for the whole trade?
Yeah, so I guess you gotta...
it's gonna be a little tough because we didn't read the second half, but I guess I'll give it a guess. Because DC Universe presents seems like it's designed for just mid property.
Or just unknown things.
Or unknown things. But I'd say they probably rated this a 3.6.
3.5.
Fuck. I was gonna say 3.5 too.
You always say that.
Dude, I swear to God, I'm like 0.1 off every time pretty consistently.
Yeah. I think the Challengers of the Unknown bring it down because number one gets 3.7, 3.8, 3.6, 3.6, and 3.7. So it would have been a little bit higher, like a 3.6 if it were just these issues.
God damn it.
God damn it. Yeah. So like challenges they have known got like a 2.9, 2.7, and a 2.7.
Yikes.
Dan DiDio for you.
I forgot it was
so him. I'm glad we skipped those.
Man, what a weird track record.
Bad.
We should try and read every Dan DiDio book. Dan DiDio month. Because he's got Sideways, Challengers of the Unknown, I guess. He did OMAC,
did
I think.
Did he do damage?
He did not do damage, I don't think.
Yeah.
I think he only did Sideways. And I read the first issue of that, and I was like, this is kind of cool. But
yeah, I have that, I think.
I have it, too.
Who did damage? It was Robert Vendetti.
Yeah, sure was.
Anyway, let's get into the pull list. Colin,
shove it in your box.
The pull list. What did you shove in your box?
Did you go?
I did. Let me remember what I picked up.
Is it in your backpack?
No, it's on my back seat of my car.
Nah.
Because I don't want to put it in my backpack. But I picked up Batman.
You didn't get a receipt?
It emailed to me.
Batman 4?
Unless I said no. Yeah, I got Batman 4. Absolute Green Lantern number 9. Batman number 4. Ultimate X-Men number 22. I'm going to have a huge gap of like what I've bought digitally and what I have physically. But
yeah.
And then Terminator, Santa Claus is Coming to Town, number 1.
I can't believe you bought that.
Dude, why did that's a fucking... I can't wait to read that. What are you talking about?
Is Declan Shalvey on it?
No. I think he did a cover.
Okay. You didn't get a Spider-Man Noir number 3, Nathan?
Well, I don't have number 2, and then I figured you forgot about number 2 or something, so I didn't pick it up.
Wow. I like that book.
I like it, I like it too. I'm excited to read number 2.
You didn't get Giant Size Criminal number 1?
I had it in my hands, and I was like, this looks cool.
It's a one-shot.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's like a holiday one-shot.
It was like $6, and I was like...
It's double-sized. Giant size.
I figured it was double-sized. I know the quality's there.
Dude, you're such a fake fan.
Dude, I thought, what do you mean? I've never claimed to be a fan of Criminal.
And Brubaker, though.
He's great.
Sean Phillips.
Also great.
Santa Hats, probably.
I thought it was a new series, and I was like, dude, what if it's like... What if I got a no? What if I got a no ball and I don't know ball, Daniel?
That's valid, yeah.
I got no balls, so I put it down. Okay. I was really close to buying it, though.
Hulk smash everything?
I'm not interested.
Dude, Ryan North?
Who's on the art?
Is that going to matter?
It might.
Who's someone that you'd be like, oh my God, I got to read that?
Someone that's good at big muscly men. I would do it if it was like an Otley, but he's done with Hulk. I'd do it if it was like a Nick Klein, but he's doing a different Hulk.
You don't know.
Anyway. I think that's probably why I didn't pick it up.
I'll pick it up and tell you how cool it is.
Alrighty. I'd be happy to be wrong.
What'd you read?
I read Batman / Green Arrow / The Question Arcadia.
Me too.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Nice.
Pretty fire.
From Gabriel Hardman, doing everything except for colors.
Letters?
Letters?
No.
There's one thing he skipped out on because he's lazy. But yeah, I read the first one of that. And pretty cool. I like it so far. I'm a little confused on some of the investigative work that's going on in there.
How so?
Like just following the story. But I understand essentially what's going on. So also I know
it's neat how it connects them.
Yeah, I like how they connect in what seems like they're on opposing sides of this thing that's going on. I didn't expect that. Because at the very end, it's like Green Arrow's investigating this thing, and then he starts getting shot at by what you think are bad guys, but it's like, oh, Batman's paired up with them, so they got to figure out, you know, what's going on here. I like that aspect. I like the question stuff. He takes off his mask a bunch of times in this, and I just like, it's crazy how that works.
Yeah, I was like, why?
It looks like it sticks to his face, like yeah. Some of it, and I'm like...
He doesn't need to ever take it off, really. I know, like...
Probably
maybe
harder to see, harder to breathe.
Yeah, we don't think about that with comics.
Yeah, true.
Because it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Do we know he had like blonde hair?
Yeah, what the hell is that about?
And
you get that shit bleached?
He like, what was his name in that? It's him. He said like his name was like Victor Zsasz.
Oh, yeah. But people know him as
Vic Sage.
Vic Sage, yeah. I also saw Zsasz and I'm like,
is that someone else?
Yeah,
Or is he Zaz?
I think there's just two Zazes in the DC universe.
Are they brothers?
That would be wild.
Yeah.
Because Zaz is not a very common name.
It's like Smith, Nathan.
No, it's not. But yeah, the name thing did throw me for a loop, but I'm like, okay, I guess he's just a Zaz.
Vic Sage on Reddit. Why is Vic Sage known as Victor Zaz when there is Victor Zaz, the serial killer?
You ever play the Arkham games and there's like the Victor Zaz side quests?
No.
I remember thinking at the time, because I was young and I didn't read comics, I was like, whoa, he kills a guy and then he tallies it. So edgy and cool. And I enjoyed it a lot.
I didn't even know he had side quests. I thought it was just like the Riddler stuff.
There's Riddler. I mean, there's like a ton of... In Arkham City, there's a ton of villains.
So it might be a coincidence.
What?
So the question appeared 25 years before Zaz. So Alan Grant, who created Victor Zaz, the serial killer, named after psychiatrist Thomas Zaz. So Grant maybe just didn't know that his name was so similar, but maybe the question was named after the same psychiatrist, which is just
interesting. A
coincidence.
You know, with how many characters and shit that there are, it's bound to happen.
But a name like Zaz, last name, you know?
Yeah, it's crazy that that was the name that happened with, but yeah, I didn't know.
Yeah, maybe it was just pre-Google, I guess.
Yeah. And I'm sure it's somebody's job at DC to just like know everything about DC, but with editors? Something like that. Yeah, but with something like that, it would be hard to
catch. I don't know.
Weird. I learned something.
I don't like it.
I don't like it either.
Why is he like also known as Vic Sage though? You know?
That's a cool name.
It is cool, but why wouldn't he just be Vic Sage?
I don't know.
You know?
That's what they should have made it. I
it's dumb. I don't like it. I hope they never say it again in the book.
I hope they never touch on it again. I do like the question stuff, but I can't get past that he sounds like Rorschach, and I know that Rorschach is based off the question.
What do you mean he sounds like? It's a book, and you're reading it.
He reads like Rorschach. The voice is just Rorschach, because he talks like short, like Rorschach, and he's got these little journal things.
You need to stop reading it in his head, like, my name is Vic Sage.
Well, that's not what I'm not like giving him a voice, but I'm reading it, and I'm like, this reminds me of Rorschach. But I know, because I'm a nerd, that he's based off of the question. So I shouldn't be thinking that, but I just am exposed to more Rorschach, I guess.
I just have the Justice League Unlimited voice in my head.
Yeah, see, I need to watch
like,
that episode.
Those things just like stick with me because like I don't...
He has aura in that show.
Yeah, he's the best.
Yeah.
And so like when there's so little to go off of, but there was an episode, like that'll just stick with me.
I think you remember more of that show than I do. I was like rewatching it.
I watched it recently, like in college. So... Dude, there's a Huntress episode. That might be like the best episode of the series.
Whoa.
Which is like not something you'd expect.
Like purple suit Huntress with a crossbow?
Yeah. The pointy things. Awesome. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'll check it out.
Anyway.
I just remember how long the intro is where they're all running down the staircase.
See, I don't remember that.
You don't remember that?
Well, I always skipped intros. So.
Oh. Yeah, there's an intro where they're all like running because there's a thing that they got to go superhero. And there's just like 50 characters that run down at different times. And I'm like, there's a lot of fucking people.
Anyway.
But yeah, I read that I liked the Gabriel Hardman, his vibe.
Is he the Green Lantern stuff?
He did the Green Lantern Year One stuff, but it seems like he just does comics sometimes because he's a for real like movie storyboard artist.
Oh, cool.
So he only does comics sometimes. I think before this was like, I think he did some Planet of the Apes stuff, but he did something that's like pretty popular. It was like The Invisibles or something.
That's Grant Morrison.
Yeah, but who did the art on that? Was that Quietly?
No.
It's something big. Oh, Invisible Republic. That's what it is.
Oh.
So yeah. Cool to see him on a book. I didn't read much else other than some Civil War stuff.
Lame.
Yeah, I tried to get to DCKO number 2 because I had it.
You bought that?
I did. What do you mean you bought that? It's the hottest thing in comics right now, Daniel.
Steve.
How else am I going to know what happens when Homelander shows up?
Steve Yoel did The Invisibles. At least first trade.
Got it.
Didn't we just read something by him?
Steve Yoel?
Yeah.
No. Never heard that name in my life. Unless we read something by him.
Oh, no. He was on Sebastian O, which is that book that's going to come back. From Vertigo.
Oh,
okay. So he was in the news recently. Okay, got it. That's why I thought that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I read Everything Dead and Dying, number 3. Good stuff. What happens now? That's a good one.
Okay, good.
Spider-Man Noir, number 2.
Still same?
Continuing the good stuff.
Okay, cool.
You know.
Good follow-up issue? Because that first one was fun. But I could see it being a Nacho series.
No, I think it keeps the energy, but it's like shorter. Or feels shorter, at least.
Okay.
What happens in that one?
Dude, sometimes when you're shocking a bunch of comics, it's like...
I just remember the last page. Okay. Which is like important enough. Yeah, no, okay, got it. Superman, the Kryptonite Spectrum, number 4.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to hype it up, but that's the best issue so far.
Really?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
So, I don't even want to read the last issue. I'm like, no way they can wrap it up.
There's only 5?
There's 5, yeah.
Cool. Good for them, man.
Yeah, but you're going to love that. That's like... They're like challenging the medium, you know. They're just
Let's
really
fucking go.
They're,
I
doing,
love that shit.
They're doing what the
I've
fuck.
I've seen the thing I haven't seen before.
They're doing what the fuck they want, and you're gonna deal with it and read it, whether you like it or not.
That's the best review you can give to a book. Angry say they're doing what the fuck they want.
It's like fuck you. They hired them. You hired them. This is what you
hired them. You said fucking go buck wild. Why don't you?
Batman number 3. What happened to that one? Okay, this one is, you know, good stuff. It seems like more of like a continuity book, just like within the arc, you know, mm-hmm. not like the greater DC universe.
Sure.
Rather than like kind of the one shot feel it's had, this one's like connecting.
Okay.
Or is connecting the arc. So then I read Capes number 1, which
the
is
powers that, thing,
the Invincible thing.
Invincible thing. Okay. Yeah.
And pretty good. I think I've read this. Because it felt familiar, but it was like remastered or whatever, redrawn, written.
Mm-hmm.
And it was pretty good. I was like, I think I remember liking it. And like, I don't like a lot of stuff in the Invincible universe, but I remember this being cool. And I think it's still cool.
Nice.
I wonder how they released the trade. It's just like Capes, but again, you know?
Yeah, probably.
And I wonder if. And like the cover, it looks similar, you know, but it's just redrawn, I think, by Ryan Otley or whatever.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't know.
I wonder why they're even doing this. Did they say why in like a backup thing? Because Robert Kirkman likes to yap in the...
Yeah, he really likes Capes. And I guess he just like maybe didn't get enough love or something.
Hmm. Okay.
So I won't keep going with it, but I still want to give it a shot.
Cool.
And then I read something else. But I don't know what it was.
Noir, Everything the Dying. Oh, did you read Spawn?
No.
Okay. Must have been good.
It was pretty good. But I like, wrote it down in my desktop, but it didn't sync or whatever to my laptop. It was Daredevil and Punisher, The Devil's Trigger.
Oh, okay.
And that was really good, actually.
Cool.
Yeah, it's just... I don't know if they always do this when they team up, but it's like my way works. No, my way works. But
you,
then like
they I both kill them, and so they can't kill more people. But you just knock them up, and then they escape prison and they kill more people.
Yeah, they both got like their arguments that like are both valid. And
he's like, no friend, who gives you the right
Punisher
prank?
Like sets him up in certain ways, and like they're both like involved with two sides of like a court case or whatever.
Mm.
You know, so. Doing their thing, and it's really well written. I think it's good.
Oh, cool.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, did you watch anything?
I watched the movie The Night Before.
Oh, good movie.
It is a good movie.
My favorite Christmas movie.
It's awesome.
It's the best.
It is good. I think you hype it up quite a bit.
Me?
Yeah.
Have I talked about it before?
I remember when I just remember seeing that movie and being like, Daniel said that this was like a hilarious movie. And it is funny, but I remember leaving and I was like, okay, that was a nice little movie. That was worth watching, yeah. But there are parts that just get me just because they're so silly.
Yeah.
You know, like Michael Shannon in this is incredible. It's probably his best performance because he's just like a weird dude. He's like a stoner, Mr. Green.
He like sells weed to someone and he's like, what? You don't want to try it out? That could be oregano.
Dude, I love that. He's like, what? Yeah, it could be oregano. There's a joke in this movie that has such a great payoff because they set up for it the entire movie, but you just don't know that they're setting up for it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, there's this like star athlete called the Messiah.
Mm-hmm.
That's just like being name dropped. He's like the star athlete that Anthony Mackie's trying to impress. And then Seth Rogen has like he's got the Jewish sweater on, and he goes to like a church when he's like super high, and he's like, is that what they think the Jews did to Jesus Christ? Because he's like up on the cross.
Yeah.
And then like later he like meets this Messiah athlete guy, and he's still kind of tripping balls. So he like runs into a waiter, drops a bunch of glass on the ground, and he picks it up because he wants to help because he's high. And then he falls into the Messiah and pins his hand onto like the wall, like he could, like with the broken glass. And so he's just like stuck there. And then he's like, oh no, it's happening again. Because he's just like a Jewish dude that pinned the Messiah to a cross. And I thought it was so funny.
Yeah.
I had to rewind. Because it was like such a stupid way to pull off a joke. But I like that they set up for this joke.
Yeah.
Throughout the whole movie. And I thought it was great.
I like how they like go to Anthony Mackie's like mom's house or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they're playing like video games while they're baked.
They're playing like GoldenEye.
Yeah. And like, he goes downstairs for some reason, and just Gwen Levitt saying to Seth Rogen, he's like, can you even walk? He's like, I can fly.
Yeah, I love that. I was like, that was such a bar.
I remember like fucking busting out laughing, and like I saw that in the theaters.
Yeah.
I think
that would be a good theater movie, I think.
Yeah.
There's also a point where
I just feel like it's underrated.
It's definitely underrated as like a comedy movie, especially like a Christmas comedy.
It was like when a comedy is like kind of on the way out, it felt like.
But yeah. But also you don't see like a lot of adult Christmas comedies in general, you feel like.
Yeah.
They're probably not very profitable. If you're going to see a Christmas movie, you probably want to go with family or whatever. But
Christmas movies are just like just on Netflix now, you know?
Yeah.
And Hallmark.
Yeah.
Because they keep making those.
I got Sophie watched a Hallmark feeling ass Christmas movie with like Robbie Amell in it.
Oh,
I don't know what it was called. I
think that came out like last year or something.
Oh my God. Miserable.
Gas.
So good. No, don't watch it. What was I going to say? Oh, there's a point in The Night Before where Seth Rogen's freaking out about a baby he's about to have. And he like records on his phone that he thinks the baby is a mistake. And he says, fuck you, baby. He like freaks out. And I'm like, it's just a very funny delivery.
Was it Xmas?
Yes, it was. Oh my God.
Like I forgot Ex-miss?
Yeah, Ex-miss.
That's an incredible title. What could be wrong about this? Oh, it's got the girl from Gossip Girl.
I don't know. It sucks.
Yeah, Leighton Meester. Anyway.
Yeah, I was half watching that while I was reading Dead Man. And I was like, none of the media that's on right now is good.
Everything sucks.
Everything sucks right now. I'm just going to go to bed. And I did. And then I played. There's a Black Friday sale on Steam, so I picked up a couple games.
Ooh.
I picked up Cyberpunk 2077.
Have you never played that?
I've never played that, nor the 2076 games before it, so hopefully I'll understand this one.
The prequel?
No. It's a joke.
Oh.
I haven't played the first 2076 games, so hopefully I'll understand this one.
Gotcha.
I played that for a couple hours, and the vibes are immaculate, nice. I will say. I haven't met Keanu Reeves yet. He's in here somewhere.
What?
He plays a character in there.
Yeah, I know that, but like, I thought he'd come way soon. I thought he was like the main character.
I don't know. I think there's like three games in this game. Like you could choose if you want to start as like a street kid and be like a street gang, or if you want to be in like the evil military storyline, or if you want to be like somewhere in between. And I chose the street one because the vibes look the coolest, and so far they are. But I've only played it for like a couple hours, so I basically just figured out how the stealth works and how the hacking works, but I could tell it's gonna be a really fucking cool game.
Nice.
So I'm excited to play that more. Sink a lot of time into it. And then some games that I bought that I haven't played yet is Remnant 1 and 2. I played a bit of the first Remnant with Sophie, but I had Game Pass at the time, and now I don't have Game Pass because it's a lot of money, but it was on sale for like $5, so I picked that up.
What's Remnant?
It's like Elden Ring, but with guns.
Okay.
So... there's just like creatures and shit that are really
big.
Eldritch, yeah, really big and scary. And you just have to, there's just a lot of things to focus on while you're shooting, but it's actually really fun. And Sophie's like into it. And so I'm like, cool, this will be a fun game to play. And I guess the game changes every time you play it. I don't really understand that mechanic of it, but Ben and Parker really love playing the game. They've played it like 6 times.
Wild.
Yeah. So there's like a
seed. I could never.
I know.
Anything probably. We used to repeat shit all the time.
Yeah, we would. So if you just like the vibes enough and you like the Budokai mechanics of it. Budokai 2. We did play that one a lot, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. We played the campaign like once a week. It felt like. We'd switch off. And then
I remember playing like some of the Call of Duty campaigns quite a bit. Like Modern Warfare 2 campaign is great.
Got it.
World at War campaign's pretty fun.
Oh my god.
I replayed that recently. It's so good.
Oh yeah, you told me that.
And there's a dude. It's like a meme in my friend group just yelling the name Miller because there's like a guy that yells your name really funny. And it's just like, Miller, get over here. And he says he's with that stank every time.
Pac-Man World 2, I think.
Is that what it was? I was trying to remember what game that was because I'm curious to replay that.
I looked it up and I think there's more that came out, but
there definitely are. I just remember
the ice skating level.
Dude, the ice skating, that's what I want to replay because I remember being so fucking hard.
And flips.
Dude, you could just style point.
Yeah.
Do some style points real quick.
What else did we fucking
SSX we played a lot?
Oh yeah.
Tony Hawk games we play a lot.
You would like 100% with like every character and shit.
I did?
I would.
Oh, okay. I was about to say I'm the goat. So yeah.
Yeah. Tricky and then 3. I don't even know what 2 was.
I think that's where we started, wasn't it? SSX 2?
It was SSX Tricky.
Was it? Okay.
Yeah.
Then we got the rest. And I also got this game called Balatro.
Oh. Isn't that like a meme?
No.
Isn't playing that game like a meme? Or is that... Oh, you know what? I saw...
Some people clown on people who play it, but...
Yeah, I saw TikTok. It's like, white guys be like...
I'm going to be that white
guy. I'm really into Balatro right now. And they also got...
Nobody knows about Balatro.
They also went after like Film Bros, or it's like, I watched this movie one battle after another. It's by PTA. It's really good. It might be his best movie. Have you seen his other movies? No.
That's funny.
Is it Balatro like...
It's an indie game that was nominated for Game of the Year last year.
Isn't it like it's a board game that's just digital or something?
It's like poker with roguelike aspects.
Roguelite?
Roguelite.
Yeah. What is that?
It's like every time you load into the game, there's different modifiers to the game that make it either easier or harder. I don't know. I haven't played the game, but I hear it's really good, and that was also on sale, so I picked it up.
I thought it was like Mancala or something.
It's like it's just poker. It's poker, but with a with bosses.
Okay.
And power ups.
Do you win money?
Yeah, essentially.
Do you get?
And sometimes people
do you gamble real money.
If you want. I mean, I gambled that it's going to be a good game by spending $10 on it. So
no, I need to cash out. In the future.
Yeah, I just hear good things every time I hear people say it, and I think it's cool that one indie dev was nominated for Game of the Year against like the Elden Ring DLC and like.
It's crazy that DLC gets like nominated for shit.
It's fucking stupid. I'm sure it's great, and apparently it's got enough content to be just a second Elden Ring, but they just made it a DLC, and made it $20, which is cool, and they should. Do that because that's cool.
Yeah,
I don't want to pay $60 for another.
Yeah,
Elden Ring. But it's weird that a DLC could be nominated for Game of the Year. That was a big controversy. Anyway, I think it's cool that indie dev has that level of motion.
Right.
So yeah, that's what I got. What'd you watch?
I watched The Green Mile.
Fun. Was that your first watch of it?
Yeah. Have you seen it?
No. I just know what it is a lot.
Yeah,
I think
I really had no idea what it was. I just knew who was in it and that people like it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't necessarily give it like 100% of my attention, but I got like the gist and I asked Sarah a lot of questions and she's seen it before. It's a long ass movie. It's like 3 hours.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Pretty good. I liked what I saw.
Nice.
I watched a movie called Barton Fink. That is a Coen Brothers movie.
Mm.
Got John Turturro.
Oh, he's good.
John Goodman in it. John Turturro is like a screenwriter in LA, and his neighbor is John Goodman. My favorite Letterboxd review is My Neighbor Turturro.
Damn, that's a banger.
Yeah, I was like, oh, it was like the number one.
good one. Man, people are so funny.
Yeah. I wouldn't really recommend this one, but it's not like a speed bump in like the Coen filmography or whatever.
Yeah.
It seems boring because it's about like a writer or whatever, but he like wakes up one day after like sleeping with the woman that he shouldn't have, and she's been murdered, and she like bleeds out, his blood out, like on like his bed.
Whoa.
He freaks out, tells John Goodman, and John Goodman like gets rid of the body or whatever. So really like fucking, I'm like, I did not know any of this was going to happen.
Did he murder?
And then John Goodman goes away for a couple of days because he's like a traveling insurance salesman or whatever.
Mm.
And then like detectives visit John Barton Fink. He's like, hey, you know this guy? He's like, yeah, it's my neighbor. Well, like his name is this. We're like, oh, I thought his name was this. But it turns out that John Goodman is like, they call him something like Madman Jones or whatever.
Mm.
And it turns out that he like guts people and then cuts their head off.
Whoa.
Before John Goodman left, he gave John Turturro a box. He's like, can you hold on to this? It's just some stuff.
And there's a head in a box?
Maybe.
Did Schrodinger's cat it?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
That sucks. There's probably a head in there.
There's also...
Was there a head on the body?
There's also a review. It was like Coen Brothers and David Finch shaking hands. It's like, what's in the box?
I mean, there's probably a head in there.
Probably a head in there. Well, yeah, we never see the body without the head, because John Goodman just gets rid of the whole body.
Whatever. Oh, okay, I see.
So,
did he have to pay John Goodman to get rid of the body in some way?
No, he's just, they're friends.
Oh, he was chill with doing it.
Yeah.
Why would you do that to your friend, John Goodman?
To frame him and get away with more murder? Mm. Moida?
Sounds like you need better friends.
What else happened? Oh, then John Goodman comes back, and then the hotel's on fire for some reason.
Oh, no.
And then he like murders like the detectives with like a shotgun, and then that's it.
Mm.
I don't know, those are like the good parts. And then I watched a movie called Oh Hi. It's like a little indie movie.
Mm.
It's got Percy Jackson in it.
Nice.
And this one girl, I think her name's like Molly Gordon. She's in like The Bear, and she's been popping up in some stuff.
Mm.
So Percy Jackson's like a fuckboy, but the girl thinks that they're like dating or whatever, and they go on like a trip to some upstate New York town, and they're in like an Airbnb.
When did this come out?
This year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and she like handcuffs them because they're being kinky, but then somehow it came up how like they weren't
dating.
Like, yeah, like exclusive. She's like, what do you mean? And so she like leaves him there and like looks up like how to get someone to like fall in love with you or whatever. I guess there's some crazy lady who like did an experiment where like if you just like spend 12 hours with somebody that they'll like fall in love with you or something.
Mm.
And so
there's plenty of people.
So Percy Jackson, yeah, this lady is clearly not the one to listen to. And so Percy Jackson ends up being just strapped to this bed for like 2 days or whatever.
That must have been a sick acting gig. Get to lay down the whole time.
Yeah. It's pretty good. I was just like really surprised. I knew nothing about it. Sarah picked it.
Mm.
It ended up being like not bad.
That's cool.
And then she like calls her friend for help. But then they realize that they're all like helped out with this kidnapping essentially.
Oh.
And so they're just trying to figure out what to do.
Seems like they didn't have a great plan.
No, very bad plan.
Mm.
But it's like funny. It's like a dark comedy kind of thing. And so.
That sounds cool. I like that.
Yeah.
Did you watch The Chair Company?
Finale? No, I've been back.
Dude,
was that the finale?
Dude, finale.
Oh,
it doesn't
shit.
Fucking feel like it. I'll just say that. I won't say anything about it.
It's been renewed for a second season.
That's good. I just didn't know.
I finished. I don't think it's good.
You don't think it's good?
I think it could have been just one season. It doesn't feel like something that needs to be multiple seasons.
Finish the season and tell me that.
Okay.
Because it ended. I didn't feel like anything got wrapped up necessarily. So it's the only thing I'll say. So I was surprised that this was a season finale.
Okay.
But weird shit happens.
Okay.
So I like that.
Naturally.
Yeah. No, but like, not what you'd expect weird shit, I guess, happens.
I think all the weird shit in this I had not expected, you know.
It's even more unexpected.
All right, dude.
So, but I liked it. And I texted Parker and I was like, did you watch that shit? Yeah, I want to talk to somebody about it. So I think he just texted me while we've been doing this.
You should have texted me that at any point during the week when the episode has been out. And then I would have like prioritized it.
You just texted me and said, dude, what the fuck was that ending? And then he said more things, but spoiler.
Okay. What are we going to read next week, Nathan?
What are we going to read next week?
We got some on the books?
Yeah, we're going to read Friday.
Oh, nice.
Because it's a Christmas book already. Christmas
book, and it's got snow in that book, at least.
Yeah, Christmassy.
Yep. Okay,
that's all cool. We need is some snow, probably.
Yeah.
We'll do probably something with Santa in it next year or something, but
yeah.
Good enough, every now and
then. Good enough. I like that.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching, everybody. We got a link tree in the bio. You can like, comment, subscribe.
Let us know your favorite Dead Man Run.
If you know anything about Dead Man, please let us know.
We're desperate.
What do we do?
What's good? We'll come back to
Nothing Dead Man. From the 80s, preferably.
Should we read everything Dead Man ever and then form an opinion?
I might just do it out of spite. Spite for myself.
Because you're committed to liking this character.
It's got
to
be something.
You know the vibes are good.
I'm not reading Justice League Dark for this. It's got to be solo stuff.
Yeah, solo.
TrevorSpot@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
All right, bye.
Let us know, bye.